This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about Americans have it backwards. Question for you, we brought it up yesterday. Knew we were being led into something. Romans 8:14. How many politicians have been arrested over the last 6 weeks for violating the U.S. Constitution? I can tell you, not a one. Now, on the other hand, how many Americans have been arrested for standing for it? Do you see how things are turned backwards here? Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Folks, things are out of hand. They truly are. I wanted to let you know that during this time, did you know that in California, did you know that is the USA Today the propaganda outlet called USA Today? They call them undocumented immigrants. Did you know that in California, undocumented immigrants joined 2.7 Californians in getting unemployment aid? So, in other words, you're paying for your own demise. The governor in that state, that tyrant, Mr. Newsom, is taking your tax dollars in California, emptying your coffers, and he's handing that money over to illegals in the state of California. Oh, Bradley, gosh. You know, got to take care of them people. Really? Try going over into their country. We do a whole show on it. You go to jail for a long time. You get fined a lot of money. Folks, this is all being encouraged as they're being allured into the United States of America through your said representatives, for the record. It's a violation of federal law. It's a felony. It's the act of treason. But America, if you want to sit there and watch your country go to hell in a handbasket, you can do that. Colorado State University doles out, listen carefully. In Colorado, Colorado State University doles out $1,500 COVID aid checks to hundreds of undocumented students. See the wordplay? See how the revisionists operate, friends? They're not undocumented. They're here illegally. They're here illegally. Did you hear about all this money that the Democrats, folks, the Democrats have actually funded concerning these coronavirus relief bills? All the money that's going to illegals? Yeah, we knew that this was going on. This has been going on for a long time. As I've said 1.5 million times, friends, on this radio show, what this administration says and what he does are two different stories. Okay? But you already knew that. Here, as a matter of fact, let me go ahead and have Steve Scalise tell you exactly what's happening on the floor, and then I'll commentate when he's done telling you what's going on. Go ahead.
But again, what's in this bill? Billions of dollars for people who are here illegally. Just look at this one page in the bill, just one page, two-word change that makes accessible hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars to people here illegally. It's in the bill. And just what happened the other day, let's talk about American companies that they're going after right now. Just a few days ago, the Democrat majority sent a target letter to a number of businesses who employ blue-collar workers all around America. Steel company right here in Pennsylvania and Ohio and New York. Steel workers, and they demanded in the letter, we ask you return these funds immediately. So hundreds of steel workers will go out of work based on the letter the Democrat majority sent out, and today they're saying illegals can get that money. So you're taking it away from steel workers, shipbuilders, truck drivers, and you're turning around and giving it to people here illegally? What kind of set of priorities is that in the middle of a pandemic?
Now just think about that, friends. Those are the good guys. Those are the good guys in government, right? They're the Republicans. How much further does it go than them just calling them out for their crimes against we the people? The crime is the act of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3, okay? Take the time to read your documentation, your founding documents for yourself to understand who's committing crimes against you. You know, when I bring up the quote from John Adams when he said, there is nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties like the Republicans versus the Democrats. He said, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. It's pro wrestling. It's the best way to control the opposition is by leading it ourselves. That's what's happening in America today. What did John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, have to say about the games that are being played in front of the American people? He said, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. So now you have Steve Scalise telling you what the Democrats have done, as if to suggest that they're not to actually bring forth and draw up the articles of impeachment against those that have drawn up these illegal treasonous papers by stealing the money away from we the people and handing it off to those that are being lured into America illegally. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that this is perfect judgment upon a disobedient nation? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that this is why I continuously make reference to Leviticus 26, 15 to 46 and Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68? Because America, this is exactly what the Lord said he would do upon a nation that refuses to keep his commandments. Read Deuteronomy 28, 43, friends. Your money, your tax dollars, through all of this criminal fraud that's being perpetrated upon you by this federal and state governments throughout the United States, not all of them, friends, is all a distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors as to what is taking place behind closed doors. What did Steve just get done telling you, America? As if to suggest he's not guilty of doing the same thing. I mean, this is like a cop, friends, that has no backbone and actually enforcing the law against what he calls the left. As if to suggest that, oh, you know, they're slapping their hands. Can you believe what Nancy Pelosi did? She just stole billions of dollars from the taxpayers and she handed it off to those that mean to conquer, that mean to destroy your country. I mean, that nothing more, nothing less, as if to suggest there's going to be no consequence to this nation for allowing these things to take place. America, this is what's going on behind this distraction concerning COVID-19. This is what's going on, friends. They're working at tearing down laws so they can get into the front door to mandate vaccinations. And at the same time, they're bleeding the coffers of the American taxpayer in this country. America, I can only tell you. I can't do it for you. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to Before It's news.com. Click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page, and click onto live chat. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just reported through Daniel Greenfield, Pelosi's Heroes Act, notice the wordplay, the Heroes Act forces unemployed Americans to compete with illegal aliens. He said, who are Speaker Nancy Pelosi's heroes? Based on the $3 trillion Heroes Act that House Democrats have, folks, both sides, have just unveiled, the answer is illegal aliens and criminals. We know that across the country, governors are releasing criminals, felons, child pedophiles back out onto the streets of America, endangering you and your families, right? Well, at the same time, hoping that you don't pay attention to their hypocrisy as they go to the churches, shut them down, arrest the pastors or protesters to that of Planned Parenthood, or fine church-going congregationalists for $500. This is what you're putting up with, America. You're on the line, okay? Again, I'm just here to share the information that the mainstream media means to omit. This is what's happening behind this COVID-19 criminal fraud being perpetuated by state and federal governments upon the American people. And a fraud it is. Read 2 Thessalonians when you get a moment. This $3 trillion Heroes Act, she called it a Heroes Act, right? That House Democrats have just unveiled covers illegals and criminals. Well, the Heroes Act, listen, this is what's behind it. Well, the Heroes Act pretends to be about coronavirus relief. Its real focus is on immigration. Hey, folks, we've taken the time in the past several times to go to people that live on the southern border that are exposing to the American people what's going on. Now, for those that don't know, I'm about to share with you some information you didn't have. I know what Donald Trump told you on the campaign trail, and I also know what he hasn't done, and I know what he is doing, okay? And again, it counters what he says he's going to do. We know that there's in one point in Arizona, one small town, in just one point on the southern border where over 2,000 illegals are coming in to meet an air-conditioned bus, then to be brought over to Lutheran Social Services or Catholic Charities, and then to be shipped by a plane of their destination's choice. That's what's happening. The wall that you're being told is being built on the southern border by Donald Trump is being repaired. It's not being built. It's repaired wall, for the record. While this COVID-19 distraction is taking place, they are funding illegals again to come, not that it stopped, but to bring them into America, handing your country over to illegals. And it's exactly what's happening right now. Okay, under this Heroes Act, remember what Daniel Greenfield said. It's the Heroes Act. It's like the Patriot Act, which is the Unpatriot Act, right? It should be called the Act of Tyranny. No, this bill should be called the Act of Traitors, because that's exactly what it is. Cowards, a bunch of Judases. That's what this act should be called. In America, I'm talking about your said representatives. I'm not talking to a third world country. I'm talking to you today. With over 20 million jobs lost in April, the Heroes Act goes to great lengths to make sure that millions of illegal aliens will still be able to keep their jobs in America, no matter how many Americans lose their job. Buried under this misleading title, Protections for Essential Critical Infrastructure Workers, is a virtual blank check to keep illegal aliens from being deported. By the way, when Donald Trump signed on to this, did not anybody catch the fact that who was exempted? The illegals that were in the United States of America. But what was it called? It was sold to the people to stop illegal immigration. But who were exempted from illegal immigration? The illegals were. Folks, these people have no shame. There's no truth in these people. John 8:44. My goodness, when are the American people going to wake up to their own demise? I'm going to play Steve Scalise for you one more time. I want you to pay attention to the fact that he's doing nothing but slapping her hands. Also understand that the Republicans are just as guilty as what you call the Democrats. See now what's missing in this whole mix here, friends? The law. The Constitution of the United States. The enumerated laws found within. Well, the American people are entertained through WWF at its very worst, these pro-wrestling clowns in the circus of politics. The American people have completely out of mind, out of sight, taken on the law that condemns the crimes of the Republicans and the Democrats. This is treason. Listen carefully.
Again, what's in this bill? Billions of dollars for people who are here illegally. Just look at this one page in the bill, just one page, two-word change that makes accessible hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars to people here illegally. It's in the bill. And just what happened the other day, let's talk about American companies that they're going after right now. Just a few days ago, the Democrat majority sent a target letter to a number of businesses who employ blue-collar workers all around America. Steel company right here in Pennsylvania and Ohio and New York. Steel workers, and they demanded in the letter, we ask you return these funds immediately. So hundreds of steel workers will go out of work based on the letter the Democrat majority sent out. And today, they're saying illegals can get that money. So you're taking it away from steel workers, shipbuilders, truck drivers, and you're turning around and giving it to people here illegally? What kind of set of priorities is that in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, there you have it. Nothing but priorities. No reference to the law condemning the crime. It's just banter between the left and the right as they continuously push the same agenda together. The American people lose, and corruption wins once again. Every country deserves the government that it has. Every country does. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 through 45, you can go ahead and read them all, because you can bring specifics to each issue going on in our country right now. So this is also a reminder, by the way, to the bad guys, just so they understand that they're being used by God either to bless the nation, which includes them, or to curse and judge the nation, which includes them as well. I know that they, again, think that they're having their way right now. They are not. They're just being used for a moment. And in the end, they will be judged according to God's law, even worse than those that are being judged by them that are being used. When you go to Deuteronomy, just ask Manasseh. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And thou shalt come down very low. America, this is not a game. I know that there's a lot of people that just want to sit back and do a whole lot of nothing. Well, let me show you the fruit of doing a whole lot of nothing. Here you have it, once again. Yesterday, I was online. Again, if you have an iPhone, you get all this information that just pulls up. And I got to weed through it. I got to chew the meat and spit out the bones. And what popped up was Chris Cuomo. Brother to the tyrant governor in the state of New York, and the press secretary under Donald Trump, who has softball questions, scripted questions tossed to her all day long. And if you watch her, when she answers the questions being asked by these useful idiots that are working hand in glove together, you'll notice that she looks down as if to suggest, okay, Mike, what's your question? And then she looks over at Mike's question because she's already got all of her answers written out. You think that's far out there, friends? How many politicians have been busted doing this? And it's happening all day long. But I want you to listen to this for the duration of the minute and a half I have here, because I want you to listen to what the grown-ups have done with this country. Go ahead and play that softly, if you don't mind.
Let's get with the campaign. Kayleigh McEnany, the national campaign press secretary, is here with us to make.
They talk about the credibility of Donald Trump.
Thanks, Chris.
She says he's never lied.
Sit through some of these things. I didn't understand the Puerto Rico play. I know. He gets hit, he hits back. You know I don't accept that rationale, not from a president of the United States. But why, when they have a hurricane coming down on them, start going after them for being corrupt and how he's the best thing that ever happened to them, why do that then?
Because he's fighting for the people of Puerto Rico.
He's fighting for
calling
the...
out.
Okay, no, stop. Just hang on a second. You know what? I'd love to do the whole show just on this. I really would. Donald Trump is fighting for the people in Puerto Rico. His press secretary talks about all the corruption in Puerto Rico. Well, he fails to prosecute, we just heard from the AG, William Barr, no surprise here, who said that he will not likely be investigating Joe Biden for treason or Barack Hussein Obama for treason. I'm going to come right back to this.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, food prices in the month of April rose the most percentage point since 1974. Consumers paid 2.6% more for groceries such as meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. You're listening to USA Radio News. Things get violent at a Waffle House in Denver, Colorado. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is in custody for allegedly shooting a Waffle House employee over a COVID-19-related dispute a few days ago. Police say the man walked into the restaurant not wearing a mask. He was told by a line cook that they would deny him service if he didn't put a mask on. The suspect refused, then allegedly threatened the cook to make his food anyway, and when the cook refused to do so, the suspect shot him in the chest.
Senator John Barrasso is thanking the EPA for helping to provide personal protective equipment during the coronavirus pandemic. The Wyoming Republican is also praising the EPA for getting rid of some Obama-era regulations that farmers opposed. The chairman pointed out the agency has saved billions of dollars in regulatory costs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just sharing information again. Combating the lies that you're being fed. The propaganda, the indoctrinations, the distractions, the blatant lies. Like you just heard during the break, Mr. Drug Dealing, Drug Trafficking Mitch McConnell stands up as the good guy. By the way, do you know that he sold himself to the people in this country as Mr. Anti-Drug? And then he was busted with over 90 pounds of cocaine being trafficked from a foreign country over on his in-law's ship called the Ping Mei, and you never heard a word about it to the CIA-controlled media. Of course not. They're extorted men. They're compromised men. This is why they don't stand for anything. He calls out the crimes of Planned Parenthood stealing $80 million, which was supposed to be defunded, right? Which, by the way, for anybody paying attention, sleight of hand again, what Donald said and what Donald did are two different stories. He didn't defund them. He financed them. Friends, pay attention to the fruit, Matthew 7:16. $80 million was stole from Planned Parenthood. Did you hear Mr. Drug Trafficking Mitch McConnell? Did you hear him talk about how the law's been called in and the DOJ is going in to deal with those people that stole that money? Absolutely not. Never a reference to the law. Never no enforcement, no justice. But I'll tell you where there is justice. Donald Trump now has somehow or another become mysteriously the dictator, the prime minister, the president of Puerto Rico. I want you to listen to Chris Cuomo and his new press secretary, and I want you to pay attention to what she says to Chris Cuomo But by the way, sometimes, friends, you need to listen to your enemies because they will tell you the truth. And in this case, you need to do that because he, in his confusion, is blurting out the truth by telling the people the truth of the matter that Donald Trump is a straight-up liar. But listen to how his press secretary attempts to defend him, and also pay attention as to how now Donald Trump is playing the savior to Puerto Rico while America is under attack by his administration. Listen to this.
For itself when there are 375 public corruption convictions over a 10-year period. We have a hurricane coming. There were misused funds last time around. We don't want to see that happen this time around. And this president delivered the largest FEMA response effort ever in the history of FEMA to Puerto Rico.
FEMA.
And corrupt politicians must use these resources on the people's bottom line.
All right, look, nobody's going to argue with that. However, what they will argue with are the facts, which is, one, he didn't pass it. Congress did. He was against it. He fought it. He tried to slow walk it. And now he lies about the number, Kaylee. He keeps coming up with his 90-plus number. You know it's nowhere near that. Why? Why not just tell the truth?
He has signed into law tens of billions of dollars of funding, and the $91 billion number comes from estimated projections of what will be provided to Puerto Rico.
But it's based on an unknown of whether you need it over, like, the next decade plus. It makes no sense to use that number.
You're entirely missing the point, though, that this was the largest FEMA operation in the history of this country, the longest air mission in the history of this country, the biggest disaster distribution
practicing on other countries,
in the history,
friends,
of this country to Puerto
but
Rico.
Aren't you missing the point that
allocated?
It is well known that he fought people wanting to do more for them and that they are not even near to back on their feet and they're a part of this country and it's on his watch?
There has been enough done for James Lee Witt, the FEMA director of Bill Clinton, saying that this president gets an A-plus on his FEMA response.
Oh, Bill Clinton!
From Bill Clinton.
I thought they were arch enemies, man.
You've got to work for Bill Clinton and be dead wrong. There are 30,000 homes that have blue tarps on them. They have people losing power today for no good reason. Thank God Dorian wasn't anything meaningful to them. Not yet, anyway. We'll see what happens on the back end of the storm. But I just don't get it. Why does he talk about a place that's part of this country that way? Why would he talk about swapping it for Greenland? Why?
Because there are corrupt politicians there. That's who he's targeting. Notice in his tweet, he doesn't talk about the people
of
Puerto Rico.
Since when is corruption something that he goes after hard and heavy?
Okay, there you have it right there. Just hold up.
After corruption.
Oh, he always goes after corruption, his press secretary says. Chris Cuomo is saying, since when does this president prosecute criminals? That's exactly right. We just heard from the AG, William Barr, yesterday, friends, that he will likely not be investigating Joe Biden for treason along with his son with China. He won't be investigated for that. The dollars that they've made from the China. By the way, I need people to understand this. The way that America banters back and forth with China and banters back and forth with Russia, it's the same thing the left is doing with what you call the right. They're actors. This is all a game. They're all trying to establish a new world order. They've all called for it simultaneously, by the way, over and over again, along with the devil that you may call the Pope today. And the list goes on. So don't get caught up in the distraction that Russia's really our enemy, because if you do your homework, you're going to find that Hillary Clinton was the one that was stealing from Americans and selling uranium ore to Russia. That's treason again. But keep in mind, William Barr's likely not to investigate Joe Biden. Crazy Joe. Criminal Joe. Or Barack Hussein Obama. Foreign sodomite plant. And you know it, and I know it. They're not going to be investigated. Donald Trump comes out and calls Barack Obama the worst president in the history of America. He called him out for his treason concerning this little diversion in Iran, what, 4, 5, 6 months ago now? He calls him out for treason. Stealing money from America and giving it to our enemies. Donald Trump calls him out for treason What does Donald Trump do the very next day? Just to show you, friends, they're not going to bring justice to each other because they're in it together. What does he do? He puts sanctions on the Iranians. He puts sanctions on the Iranians. Rather than doing what he promised to do by draining the swamp and bringing forth the rule of law and prosecuting criminals in Washington, D.C., he puts sanctions on the Iranians. And this is the problem that you're having, America. The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. He is looking to his church to stand up and keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked 330 million people. Because you all the well know that these actors in federal government and in many cases state government belong behind bars. You know they do. But they've been so encouraged to take their masks off and continue through totalitarian methods to force you to do what you don't want to do, nor what you should have to do. This banter goes back and forth between Cuomo and the new press secretary. He begins to call out Donald Trump for being the liar that he is. The press secretary says he's never lied. Okay, this is the kind of people, this is what all of Donald Trump's worshipers are parroting, okay? And yet Donald Trump, just like any other president, has been busted probably how much more than preceding presidents for lying, continuously lying to the American people. Now he's being hailed by a hero, by his worshipers and his new press secretary for taking care of corruption over in Puerto Rico, but fails to take care of corruption in his own backyard. If you can't do it here, you can't do it there. And the answer, America, that you're looking for is found in Isaiah 26, verse 9. But it's you that's going to have to bring it. It's the righteous in Christ that are going to have to stand up and bring it. Because this, the way things are going, friends, it's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. And this is leading straight to hell. And the Lord said, those that forget about me, I'll turn that nation into hell. Okay? We're doing this to ourselves. Nobody's doing this for us, friends. America and Americans, you have it backwards. I want to just jump on to the topic which coincides with what we're talking about right now. How many politicians have been arrested over the last 6 weeks for violating the U.S. Constitution? How many? None. Absolutely zero. Zilch. Not a one. Not one politician has been arrested for transgressing the U.S. Constitution. For putting forth edicts that are unlawful is also a transgression of the U.S. Constitution because that authority's never been delegated. Now, on the other hand, let me ask you this. How many Americans have been arrested for standing for it? Listen carefully. The president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States of America shall be removed from office on impeachment for the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes, and or misdemeanors, the smallest of crimes. Article 2, Section 4. Why are Americans being arrested and not the politicians? I mean, when you look to Scripture in Romans 13, 3 and 4, it says, for rulers, representatives in this country, right? The law is king that's been established by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through common law in America. For rulers, representatives, right, that work for us are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Why? For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Romans 13, 3 and 4. Yet what happens when they turn out to be in a position of doing evil rather than the good? Because this is what's happening in America, and it's been happening in America for decades. See, folks, again, let me reiterate this to combat the narrative that's been thrown on you. That's being thrown on you. That's going to continuously be thrown on you until you stand up and say, you are not going to oppress me any longer. I'm going to come right back to this topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'll take this call, the topic next segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this guy. It's Moncef Slaoui. Trump administration settles on ex-GSK vaccines chief as COVID-19 R&D czar reports. Look at this guy, friends. There's a lot of reports coming out on him right now as being a very evil and a very wicked human being. And, of course, you're going to be sold today by Donald Trump and tomorrow and the week after how great of a guy he is and how there's few like him in the whole world. And we couldn't have asked for anybody better. You know how he likes to sensationalize literally everything, pro or con? Well, you're going to be hearing about this guy, friends, up and coming. Wanted to let you know, too, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tennessee, this just happened in Tennessee, hospital gets $121,000 in COVID-19 relief, even though it's been closed for a year. Do you see how this is being played out, friends? It's all propaganda. Okay, this is again, the information they don't want to share with the American people. Because they don't want their narrative broken. Yet it's been debunked 1.5 million times over. So, with that said, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, Americans have it backwards. How many politicians have been arrested over the last 6 weeks for violating the U.S. Constitution? And on the other hand, how many Americans have been arrested for standing for it? This is the beginning, friends. Rest assured. This is just the beginning. Folks, we've seen churches being unlawfully closed. And I want to say this, too, because the Drudge just reported today that the churches are being reclosed now in Arkansas. The COVID virus is spread now to 30-some, I think it's 35% of the population there. I'd like to talk to the people in Arkansas. They're going to keep this going as long as you let them keep this going. It reminds me of Joseph Mengele, or Mengele. They say his name that way, different ways, different people, different dialects. That's how they say his name. He said he was a Nazi criminal. He said, the more that we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. That's exactly right. It's exactly what's happening today, friends. Exactly what's happening today. So let's get back to this. We've seen churches being unlawfully closed, congregationalists being fined, pastors being arrested, as well as a tattoo artist, and mothers bringing their children to the park, Planned Parenthood protesters, and beachgoers all arrested by these said dictators that have no constitutional delegated authority. Barbers being arrested and then stripped of their license for going back to work. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. We even watched police SWAT use a tank. Listen carefully. This was in Detroit. We even watched the police and a SWAT team use a tank and assault weapons against a mother for protecting her children from the CPS. Child Protective Services, the state, because of forced medications. What's the message? You better not resist our vaccinations. Well, we just heard yesterday from Alan Dershowitz that you have no constitutional authority to resist a vaccination, and the state can now come in and take your family by force down to the doctor's office and inject vaccinations into your body. He is incorrect. By the way, he knows it's incorrect. He wants to spread propaganda, and he wants to use the conservatives and the professed Christians in doing so. It's not true. It's not lawful. Period. Okay? But then again, when have they ever asked to do that which is lawful? Well, that, again, is a reflection of the American people that allow them to do the things that they're doing today. Okay? We also have noted that we have mayors in California and in New York, where snitches get rewards, where these mayors go into the coffers of the cities, they steal the money from the taxpayers, and then they pay the snitches that are telling on their neighbors for not following their unlawful edicts. Folks, this is Nazis. This is the Nazis. This is the SS. They've even been indoctrinating the people to communicate like that of Adolf Hitler's political prisoners under the Third Reich. Remember yesterday I highlighted the fact that we have a sheriff in Illinois that said, we are not the German stormtroopers, we are peacekeepers. What is a peacekeeper? One that enforces the law against the crime. What is he doing? He's doing his job, this good cop in Illinois is doing. By what? Resisting and defying, is acting, folks, as the lesser magistrate and defying the higher unconstitutional order. That's his job, and he just happens to be doing it. Think about this. They now have the American people communicating one with another like Adolf Hitler's political prisoners under the Third Reich. Essential worker. Watch Schindler's List, friends. They have you parroting their Nazi comments in some cases. These are the things that good government, by the way, should be encouraging, not encouraging. I'm sorry. These are the things that good government should be discouraging, right? Not enforcing, but discouraging and standing against. Divine interposition is what it's called, friends. They shouldn't be encouraging criminal fraud that's being perpetuated on a global scale today. And it is criminal fraud, right? These are just some of the things that are taking place in the United States of America. Why are the American people being arrested for standing against unlawful edicts? And yet we see these said representatives enforcing unlawful edicts against the people by arresting them. Who's breaking the law? They are, not the people. See, people in this country, again, need to come to terms with the fact that these people, if you want to call them that, many of them forgotten, have indeed forgotten where they have come from, 1 Timothy 3:6, they don't understand you and me because they weren't raised like you and me. Many of these said representatives believe that they are above the law, and that's why they act like they are above the law, just like Satan himself, until that he was kicked out of heaven. Isaiah 14:12-14 didn't work out well for him, did it? No. Nor did it work out well for anybody throughout the history of the world up to this point. If you look at what many of these corrupt politicians are feeding upon, why don't you do your homework and check out Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals? Because that's what they're feeding upon. Now, this is a fact. It's Satanism is what it is. Counter the law. When you go to Romans 12:21, you can see that this verse precedes Romans 13, which I just highlighted, concerning this topic. What I highlighted, friends, is that when you look to Romans 13, it says, "For rulers, representatives in America are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good." Notice they put their hand on the Bible before they serve we the people. They're magistrates. They're ministers appointed by God to uphold the law against crime. Okay? But again, what happens when they turn out to be in position of doing evil rather than the good? Well, that's all we have to do is go to that which precedes Romans 13. And we can see in Romans 12:21, it tells us that we are not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil by doing good. So, therefore, it's time to set the record straight here as to whom it is that needs to be arrested. And it's not the people standing up against unlawful edicts that need to be arrested. It's the said politicians that are enforcing unlawful edicts. See, if people knew the Word of God, I wouldn't have to reiterate these points. In conclusion, there was a ruling of the United States Supreme Court shortly after the Civil War, interesting, in Ex parte Milligan, 71 U.S., which you can make applicable today concerning the issues that we now face. And this is what it says, and I end with, "Neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency." Going to Section 98, "Therefore, anyone who declares the suspension of constitutionally granted rights like free travel, peacefully assembling, freely worshiping, earning a living," you get the point, "and or attempts to enforce such suspension within 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America is in fact," listen carefully, "making war against our Constitution," adding an S, right, parentheses, "and therefore making war against we the people. They violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their office and delegated authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity, and the means anyone," folks, that means anyone, even the governor, the mayors, and the president. Article 2, Section 4, friends. Love you about what we do. Talk to you in 24.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.